Welcome to the April 23rd, 2024 Special Historic Preservation Meeting. I'll call the meeting to order at 5:00 PM. I'll take a roll call. Chair Babo's here. Vice Chair Scogabo.
Present.
Board Member Nelson. No answer. Board Member Parsons.
Present.
Board Member Utton.
Present.
Board Member Sarkisian. No answer. Discussion items 2A. Discuss and take action on the 2024 Historical Essay and Visual Arts Contest submissions and confirm the winners in each category.
Good evening, Chair, Board members. I'm Brett Hanlon. And so we have the results based on the ranking forms that you all completed. So we've scored them. And so we're gonna go over the results with you today. There were a couple of tiebreakers that we're gonna ask you to take a vote and break the tie. And then basically you can certify the scoring or the winners based on the points. Or if you wanna learn more about them, we can certainly entertain your questions and try to fill in any missing details for you. So I'm gonna walk you through a presentation that show you the results. Okay, so for the kindergarten through third grade visual arts contest, there were 6 entries. Based on the scoring, Mesa Diving Lady earned 10 points. The video of Museum of Natural History earned 7 points, and then the Women's Club of Mesa earned 6 points. So there were no ties, and we don't have a runner-up, but were there any questions or any clarification on anything? Or did you wanna take a vote to confirm the winners in this category?
Chair, board members, I would suggest that you take action on it and that you confirm the results for each category. So if there's one that there isn't a tie, you can just, if there's a motion to, if you want to confirm or, but I would make a motion and a second and a vote on it.
Do we need a verbal roll call or can we just be, if anyone's opposed?
So as long as it's clear on the record how each person votes. So it has to be clear for the minutes, the vote for each person.
So we actually have to vote on it again. Am I understanding it?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So Chair Babos, I think all we're trying to do is get a confirmation on the results because there is a money prize associated with the winners. So what we're doing is in this public forum saying, here's how the board voted. Do you confirm it? You confirm it with a motion to confirm the results of the Diving Lady, the video of Museum of Natural History, and Women's Club of Mesa as the winners of the kindergarten to third grade visual arts contest. And then vote on it. And then that way, because there is the prize money associated with it, it's a clear decision by the HPB on who the winners are. Is that right?
That's correct. I think he was asking about.
Can I make motions or no? Make a motion to confirm the third grade visual arts contest, the Mesa Diving Lady 10 points, video of Museum of Natural History 7 points, and the Women's Club of Mesa 6 points.
That's for a second and third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair, you need a second.
Sorry.
I second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? No. Motion passes.
All right. So now moving on to the 4th through 6th grade art contest. For this one, we had 9 entries. And based on the ranking forms that you all completed, there were, let's see, Mesa Memories scored 8 points. Oregon Stop Music Box scored 7 points. And there was a three-way tie with 4 points between Diving Into Bed, Motels, and Riverview Park. And I know they are right behind you, Chair Babos, if you want to take a look at the hard copy. Yeah, it's actually those three right in a row.
Two, great.
Yep.
Does anybody want them physically?
We should.
So Chair Babos, what I would do for this, because there is a four-way tie, is I would see if there's someone who makes a recommendation for which one would be a winner, see, have maybe have a consensus, a chat about it, to kind of see, because we do need a decision just again because of that prize money.
Can we just vote on it?
Chair, board members, if you want to vote to confirm the first and second place, and then if you want to do a motion and a second on that, and then you can have a discussion on third place for the three-way tie, or if you want to discuss the three-way tie and then in one motion decide for second and third, a motion and a second and a vote. Okay. So you can do it either way.
Let's discuss the third place entries, the tie, Diving Into Bed, Motels, and Riverview Park. Anyone have thoughts or comments?
I guess I like the Riverview Park because I feel like there's a strong sense of place. I also think the Diving Into Bed is witty. I think that's funny.
I like the last one also, or the one on the right, the motel with the blue, just because of the head and the, someone took a lot of time just coloring that, you know. But I also have the opinion, I like the Mesa Riverview Park one the best, just because there's a lot of thought that went into it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. There's clouds, there's airplanes, there's a sun, birds, there's just a lot of thought into that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Ty, any opinion?
I do like the motels personally. I think it really hits onto the theme of my time on the board. You know, we've had a lot of discussion about the motels and the changing of the character along Main Street. So that would be my vote. My first place would be the motels. The second would be the Riverview Park.
So we'll vote on it, the four of us as a board.
For the winner?
A third place.
For the third place. Mm-hmm. So Ty, your vote for the winner of the third place entry is motels?
Correct.
BJ?
The Riverview Park.
Vice Chair Skolkobo?
Riverview Park.
I think I would vote Diving Into Bed. So Riverview Park has two, Motels has one, Diving Into Bed has one. So Riverview Park wins. So I'd like to make a motion for the fourth to sixth grade visual arts contest winners, the first place winner being Mesa Memories, second place winner being Oregon Stop Music Box, and third place being the Riverview Park drawing. Anyone want a second?
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Aye. Nope. Passes. Next.
All right. So next we have the 7th through 12th grade art contest entries. There were four of them. Three of them were sort of your traditional submittals, and then a history and thread is that, I'm not even sure what it's called. It's a It's needlework, yeah.
And it's not traditional, it's traditional medium.
Yes.
Traditional art medium.
Thank you, Mary. Yes. So, based on the ranking forms that you all completed, the highest scoring entries were the F.B. Nielsen and Sons Flour Mill with 12 points, History and Thread with 9 points, and then the Arizona Canal with 4 points.
So I'd like to make a motion that the 7th through 12th grade visual arts contest winner, the first place is F.P. Nielsen and Sons Flour Mill, the second place winner is History and Thread, and the third place is Arizona Canal. All in favor?
Okay, aye. I second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Moving on.
All right, moving on to the essays. So there was no K through third grade essay competition, but for the fourth through sixth grade essay contest, there were actually 12 submittals. And based on the ranking forms, the highest scoring entries were Life as Danny White with 7 points, Mesa in 50 Years with 6 points, and Mesa Athletes with 5 points.
I'd like to make a motion that the fourth through sixth grade essay contest winners, first place being Life as Danny White, second place Mesa in 50 Years, third place Mesa Athletes. A second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It passes.
All right, thank you. And then finally, moving on to the 7th through 12th grade essay contest entries, there were 6 of them. And based on the ranking forms, Mesa Back in Time received 10 points. The Great Athletes of Mesa received 5 points. And then there was a two-way tie with 4 points between Mickey Hatcher and his successes in baseball and the Mesa Sphere.
So we should discuss the third place winner. Comments? I remember
the sphere, but maybe the Mickey Hatcher.
Don't look at the back.
Okay, Mickey came. Do you remember it? Okay.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
I just want to say that I thought they were both terrific. The Mesa Sphere, that person has a lot of creativity, and they obviously travel a little bit. Of the two of them, I like the Mickey Hatcher better, just because I never heard of this person, and he apparently had a terrific life. And of the two, they're both great. I would favor Mickey Hatcher.
I agree as well.
Ty? So let's individually vote for the third.
Chair, board member, you can just do one motion for first, second, and third if you would like, with a motion and a second and a vote, if you want to do it that way.
Okay.
I wanted to find out that Jessica, I guess he has joined.
So I'll make a motion that the 7th through 12th grade essay entries, the first place winner is Mesa Back in Time, the second place winner is the Great Athletes of Mesa, and the third place winner is Mickey Hatcher. Anyone want to second that?
I second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? It passes.
All right. So we have our winners. Yeah, thank you very much, Chair, board members.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
Moving on, item 2B, final agenda and logistics for the Mesa Historic Preservation Month. And there are no citizens present tonight, so we don't need any blue cards. Yes.
All right, good afternoon, Chair, Board members. So our Historic Preservation Month event is in 2 weeks. I hope you all got the flyer and signed up for the van tour for the historic sign tours. We also will have a walking tour for people who won't be able to go on the van tour. We're limited in space for that. And then on the left side of the screen, I do have the preliminary agenda for us. So we'll do, the event starts at 9 at the studios building, and we'll start off with just all the artwork displayed, and people can walk around and look at their art. And then we'll have welcoming remarks from chair and city council members, any other board members, and then staff will make comment. And then we will have the tours. We'll then do the Historical Essay and Visual Art Contest winners. We'll announce them there, and they'll be awarded. And then the mayor will be coming around 11:30 for a thank you, and then we'll end with an ice cream social and cupcakes.
And chair and board members, the only thing I want to change is I've had some conversations with Casey Blake, who is the mayor's chief of staff, and I think what we're going to do is move the proclamation that we were going to do on the 6th, because the mayor can be there on the 4th. So I think we're going to do the proclamation at 11:30. He'll proclaim May as Historic Preservation Month. Chair Babos will get you some points so that you can make some comments about the Historic Preservation Month, about the essay contest. And then what we'll do is we'll talk to council members Duff and Freeman, because the mayor won't be at the meeting on the 6th, May 6th. And we'll have one of them talk about what had happened at the Historic Preservation Month celebration on the 4th. So I think we're just kind of shift the dates a little bit, if that's okay, just so that the mayor can actually make the proclamation.
Any questions?
How many spaces are there on the van tour?
Chair Board Member, I believe there are 19 spaces.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do we need to sign up?
If you would like to go, yes.
Okay.
Or is it one of those, is it better to allow others to take that space, like with 19 seats?
Chair Board Member, so I don't think, we started out with a trackable QR code, but I don't think we've seen any numbers yet on that. So mm-hmm. I can't really say how many people are interested so far.
Okay. Kelly, when will we know that number?
We can check it again. We just haven't had any.
How was that advertised?
Chair, we have posted this in our office. We have posted it at the public libraries. We sent it out to Mesa Public Schools. Tomorrow I'll be sending an email to all the winners and the people who entered the contest to let them know that the winners have been decided and they'll be awarded at this event.
Chair Babos and board members, we also provided this to our district coordinators for each of the council members and for the mayor, so they can post it on their social media.
Great. Thank you.
And Brett, just to confirm, that is the flyer with the correct logo, correct?
Yes, it is.
And if you all want, we can send it to you if you want to post it on social media. I mean, if you're interested, we could send the flyer to you, and if you wanted to post it on your social media, that would be great too.
I believe we did get a flyer.
Okay.
I was looking through my emails and I can't find a flyer either, so if you wouldn't mind sending that to me, I'll definitely spread that around.
Or if you don't mind, just resend it to all.
Yeah, it's easier for you to the top of the mail.
And Chair Babos, just to confirm that you're good with the welcoming to start the day, and you're good with awarding the winners, because you're on there a lot.
Do I have a choice?
Well, you do have a vice chair that you could delegate.
Great job.
Everybody else stepped backwards, and I'm the one right. Left there. So yes, I'm happy with it. That it? Thank you, staff. You guys are doing a great job, as always.
Thank you.
One final thing I want to mention before we're done. I will not be here in June. So I don't know. I will not be here in June. Mm-hmm. So.
And I won't be here in July.
Okay.
We got it.
It's summer.
Right?
Yes. Last agenda item, anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Oh, Chair Babos, before you do, I just wanted to announce that the annual Advisory Board and Committee Member Appreciation Breakfast is going to be on June 30th. So I think you've all received an email from the clerk, but I just wanted to remind you about that. It's an opportunity for you to come and hear how much the city appreciates all of the work that you do for the city, for historic preservation. All of the boards and committees from the city will be there. So hopefully you can get it in your calendar. I believe if you do a save the date now, I don't think they have a time on here yet, but if you could do a save a date in your calendar, that would be June 30th.
That's a Sunday. The what? That's a Sunday. No. June 30th?
It is online.
My calendar.
I wonder if they know.
I'm sorry, I read that wrong. It's actually June 5th.
Oh, okay.
June 30th is the people's whose term are expiring, the board members whose terms are expiring is June 30th. I guess I should have put my glasses on before I tried to do that. So my apologies. It's June 5th, 7:30 to 9 at the Post. So you get to see the Post again.
You said what time?
7:30 to 9.
Last item, anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
A second?
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
No. Oh, hi, Jessica.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
And so we'll have all of these at the reception on the 4th. So they all have a thing that we can have to stand them up on the